आईरे प्रभा ले बाबा को सा उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
शांति अमृत वेला. सो टुडेज हेडिंग इफ द बिगिनिंग इज नॉट एक्यूरेट द मिडल एंड द एंड विल ऑल्सो नॉट बी एक्यूरेट. द अमृत वेला इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द डे. सो फर्स्ट चेक इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द टाइम अमृत वेला एक्यूरेट. If the beginning of time is inaccurate, then the middle and the end will also not be right. If there is not the practice of having a very powerful experience at the beginning of the day, then you will not be able to experience all happiness at the beginning of time, that is, at the beginning of the world. Adhikal. As Amrit Vela is the beginning of the whole day, and if you renounce this beginning period and only awaken after some time or after a few hours have passed and link your connection, then according to the number of hours, you are late here. So you will be late there. This is because Amrit Vela is the time of special appointment. Time of special appointment with Bab Dada. That Bab Dada has given for meeting the children. And it is the children who are given the first chance to meet Bab Dada. Later on, it is the time for devotees. So if you link your connection at the time that has been set aside for devotees, then you will not receive the blessings that would be given to a child. This time at which you sit for meditation is connected with the time at which you will come in the cycle. Amrit Vela is connected with Satyug, Golden Age. So only at Amrit Vela check yourself. Am I going to come at the beginning of time in the Adhikal? Or am I going to come a few births later? The number of hours here, are the number of births there. The number of hours you miss here will be the number of births you miss there. So, Amrit Vela is the beginning of the day, the starting of the day. If the start is powerful, the whole day is powerful. If the start is weak, less powerful, the whole day would be like that. So everything depends on that first thought when we wake up in the morning. Everything depends upon our mindset in the morning. Our thought patterns determine our day. Because if you can just take one single example, if you listen to one song in the morning, you like it, what happens throughout the day? You keep on humming it, singing it, quite unconsciously also. So whatever you hear in the morning, that has an impact on the day. Or if you see something in the morning, that's why there's a saying that whom I saw in the morning, that my day has become so bad. Because the first person whom you are seeing, that has an impact. So what we see in the morning, what we hear in the morning, what we feel in the morning, what we think in the morning, what we imagine in the morning, what we visualize in the morning, whatever is the self-talk in the morning, positive self-talk, negative self-talk, the same has a tendency to go, to enter, to persist throughout the day. So that means we can control the day by controlling Amrit Vela. No matter how the day we have spent today, if you feel a lot of obstacles have come and we have not acted as we should have, still there is a hope. Every morning brings new hope. Every sun brings in new rays of hopes. So that's why Baba is saying Amrit Vela. If Amrit Vela is powerful, the whole day is powerful. If Amrit Vela, what we hear is powerful, what we think is powerful, what we feel is powerful, what we imagine, what we visualize is powerful, the day cannot remain untouched. So, the most important thing in this Brahmin life is Amrit Vela. Bring newness into Amrit Vela. Explore different aspects of Amrit Vela. Find out what are the challenges I am facing in Amrit Vela. What are my greatest and deepest obstacles at Amrit Vela? Why there is no consistency in Amrit Vela? In spite of being in Gyan for such a long time, if you still, the time is yet not fixed, it varies every day, then we need to seriously think about it. What is my quality, quantity, both things about Amrit Vela? How powerful it is. How focused I am at Amrit Vela. How deeply connected with Baba I feel at Amrit Vela. How much experience do I have of all relationships with Baba at Amrit Vela? To what extent I experience bodiless stage at Amrit Vela? These are all the questions that should come to our mind. So, making Amrit Vela powerful means making the day powerful. So you control the day by controlling Amrit Vela. There was a man who ever remained happy, no matter what happened in his life. He was a guru, and it was the time of his death. So his disciple asked him, "Master, pray tell us, how come you remained happy throughout the life? I have seen you through ups and downs of life, through misfortune, through adverse situations, through many untoward events, and yet you remained happy all the time. What is the secret?" The dying master said, "I'll tell you the story that I learned this from my master. And he told me one secret at the time of his death. And the secret was, his name was Abdullah. He said, every morning I wake up and I talk with myself. I say, Abdullah, what do you want? Happiness or unhappiness? I talk with myself. The first thought is this. What do you want? Happiness, unhappiness? And then I myself answer, happiness. So it's my choice. So I choose, I decide what I have to do throughout the day. And that very first thought of the morning makes me powerful. So I will not do anything that will make me unhappy. No whys, no buts, no ifs. Why this is like that, why that is like that. Nothing. So, at Amrit Vela, we have the choice. We can decide what we want. Do you want to waste your day? Or you want to utilize this day to the full extent? What you want, everything depends upon that time. So, that's why you should have a very quality time at Amrit Vela. And as I always say, or we had discussed last time, what is the best method to get up early in the morning? To sleep early. To sleep early. What time? Before 10. 9:30 is the best time for all the Brahmins to go to sleep. By 9:30 lights should be off. Then only you can get up something like 2 or 2:30. Very fresh. But the whole world is sleeping. There is total silence in the atmosphere. Where even Brahmins are sleeping. That is the time to have a very powerful connection with Baba. There is a total silence in this world also and that world also. So this is the time. So, but this is a great purushartha effort to sleep early. Because all temptations are active at night only. Especially digital temptations. Making this call, that call, talking with this person, talking with that person. But when we realize that Amrit Vela is the most powerful thing I have to do in life, then forget every other thing. Even if you have some important task to do the next day, this is the best time. Amrit Vela is a time not just for yoga. Don't think that Amrit Vela is just for yoga, or just for connecting with Baba, or just for making meditation, doing meditation, or experiencing bodiless stage, or experiencing super sensuous happiness. These are few things, but there are few more things to do at Amrit Vela. And what are they? Churning. Churning of knowledge is best done at Amrit Vela. Listening some highly motivating thing, some class, even that can be done at Amrit Vela. But then you should have good time. Don't do this at getting up at 4 o'clock and start reading something. Then both things should be done. It's like yoga and everything. You should have good time for that also. But churning also, listening also, reading also. Whatever you read at Amrit Vela, you will have a very clearer understanding of that. The clarity increases. So, Amrit Vela is also a time for reading. Just read one paragraph. Or the best method I feel is, the moment you get up, just take up Murli and read the blessing. And then go and start the Amrit Vela. And convert that text of blessing into a drill. And so that your every Amrit Vela should be different. Not that every time I am a soul and dropping the body and going to the subtle world and dropping the subtle body and going to the supreme abode and staying there and coming in the golden age and then worshipworthy and then Brahmin and then angel and giving Sakash and by the time it is 4:45 and bye bye. If you want newness at Amrit Vela, every Amrit Vela should be new. Every Amrit Vela should have a new drill. Every Amrit Vela should use new words to talk with Baba. And sometimes even new language. Change the language. Change the language. Let's see what happens. The language which you do not know, try to use that language while doing self-commentary. So that will make you little alert. Let that restlessness happen sometimes. So Amrit Vela is a time for so many things. Baba has said so many times in Murli, get up at Amrit Vela and write down speech. If you have some speech to give, get up at Amrit Vela and write down speeches. In today's Murli, Baba said you should have good songs with you. If you feel depressed, listen to some refreshing songs. So listening some song at Amrit Vela, keep that song ready at night only. The moment you get up, or that alarm, you have an option to put a song. You can set your own favorite song for alarm. So set your own favorite song, some very highly motivating song, a song that will drown you in love of God. Some such song, some such music, some such visualization. I have seen, there was one brother, in his house, there was Baba's room. So this was Baba, and above Baba, he had kept a computer. And in that computer, he used to control what he has to see at Amrit Vela. So he had this Baba's photo or animation, and with a different musics he used to set. So that room was his own. He used to decide how I have to do Amrit Vela. So different permutations and combinations. And Amrit Vela also doesn't mean that you sit at one place. What I feel that you should not sit more than 25 minutes at one place. Keep on getting up and go to another place. Or more than 35 minutes. Because if one sits continuously, there is a tendency to fall asleep or dozing off or snoring, something like that happens. So keep on changing the places, bring some newness, some novelty, some creativity, new drill, new place, new song, new commentary, new soft music, new group, new place, something like that, so that you don't feel sleepy at all. So Amrit Vela, there should be 100% alertness, 100% bodilessness, 100% concentration, 100% creativity, 100% positivity, 100% love of God, 100% connection with Baba, 100% experiences of super sensuous bliss. So you can, this is all in your hand. So whatever is the Amrit Vela, the whole day will be like that. If the very first thought at Amrit Vela is, oh, I'm late again. Oh, I'm late again. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Like that Alice in Wonderland, that rabbit saying, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. And Alice is running after that rabbit. So I'm late means excitement. I'm late means some repentance. So it's better to get up as early as possible so that you have enough time. You can plan Sakash, you can plan your stay in Paramdham, and you can have special appointment with Baba. And another very important thing which Baba spoke today was the number of hours here are the number of births there. So 1 hour less. So one birth less. Directly proportional. So instead of getting up at 4, for example, 3:30, if you get up at 4:30, means second birth. Then third, fourth. So births will increase. So directly proportional. So sit down and churn what I should do at Amrit Vela throughout the day. Sit down and plan Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela is the beginning of the day. So first check, is the beginning of the time very accurate? If the beginning is inaccurate, then the middle and the end will also not be right. If there is not the practice of having a powerful experience at the beginning of the day, then you will not be able to experience all happiness at the beginning of the time. That is Satyug, Adhikal, at the beginning of the world. So whatever is your stage here will be your stage at Golden Age. Whatever you experience here, that is the starting of the day, that is starting of the world. Same thing. Hours, births, experience, experience. So if you link your connection at the time that you have been, that has been set aside for devotees, then you will not receive the blessings that you would be given as a child. So after 5 o'clock is the time for all the devotees, and after 6 o'clock, worldly souls. The time at which you sit for meditation is connected with the time at which you will come in the cycle. If you are late here, you will be late there. So ask yourself, am I going to come at the beginning of the time in the Adhikal, or am I going to come a few births later? The number of hours here are the number of births there. The number of hours you miss here will be the number of births you miss there. Very powerful statement. And not an exaggeration. So we have a special appointment. Just imagine, if Prime Minister has given you appointment for half an hour, will you go late and tell him that I am late, sorry. I was a little busy in sleeping. So Prime Minister has given an appointment from 4 to 4:30 in the morning. So you will go at that Prime Minister's house at 3 a.m. only, so that I should not be late. So God is the highest personality. So how much regard, how much respect we should have. When He is saying that I have given you special appointment, so we should be, an appointment should be pre-planned. Any meeting should be pre-planned. In America, there was one study about meetings. And that said, about 30 to 40% meetings are waste. No conclusions. 10 people sit for meeting, but they don't come prepared. No agenda is there. So everybody diverts the topic. Everybody is going off the tangent. Somebody is bringing some new topic and the main issue, main topic on the agenda is gone. So what is the conclusion of the meeting? Nothing. Inconclusive. So meetings should be very much planned. Minutes of the meeting should be taken. Minutes should be well thought out. And everyone should come. If I have 3 people have meeting, all 2 should come prepared. And they should know what is the agenda of the meeting. If they come like that only, then it's waste. So meeting should be pre-planned. So here also we have an appointment with God. So it should be pre-planned. Some proper discussion should be there. And we should know the importance of others' time also. Okay. So the number of hours you miss here will be the number of births you miss there. Om Shanti.